And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here in San Diego next to Fisherman's Landing, watching all the boats come in, unload some spectacular catches this morning. And we have a great show lined up for you today. The world-famous yellowtail surface iron expert Danny Wade is here, along with the owner and founder of JRI Custom Lures, Jerry Guzman. We're going to have a great show talking jig fishing, so yeah. You stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voices, Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish habit. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great show today, man. One of my most favorite things to get to talk about with one of my most favorite people to talk about it with Danny and Jerry. Going to be a great time today.
Surface iron. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Good morning, Danny.
Morning.
Yeah, and you brought the man, the creator of JRI, Jerry Guzman. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning.
Great to have you guys in our studio here, and fun, huh? Ricky, I mean, surface iron is your thing, man.
I think surface iron is everybody's thing, you know, like it's what... It's when you're a kid and you're going fishing on the half-day boat and, you know, you're catching a bass and you watch the guy, you know, fire a jig over somebody's shoulder and wind it through and catch a yellowtail. Like, it's what everybody aspires to. It's the fun thing to do, and then you get into it and then you get crazy about it. And, I mean, I think that 90% of the guys that run the boats, when they called in, if you asked any of them what their favorite thing to do is, I'll bet better than half of them would say trying to catch a yellowtail on the surface iron. I don't know that there's anything more fun, and I don't know that there's anybody better at it than the couple of guys that are sitting next to us, man. Yeah. This is going to be some really cool show.
So what's the buzz on surface iron? What got you into that, Danny?
Same thing, being a kid.
Yeah.
Watching the guy in the bow, you know, make that cast, and, man, I wish I could do that.
Yeah, totally.
And then eventually, I was weird. I took the time. I steal my dad's 2 ounce weights out of his tackle box and go cast in the street and taught myself how to cast.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. I was never big on, you know, I'm going to soak a bait in water and, you know, put my sinker on and let it bounce up and down. I'm going to go catch something. And like Rick said, you know, the half-day boat especially. I would bet money that if you looked at every tackle box that's on that boat, whether expert fisherman, first-timer, stole his dad's tackle box, went fishing, there's a jig in that tackle box somewhere. There's totally. 90% of them have a jig in that tackle box.
And right. Maybe one you want.
That too. Yeah. That too, you know.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They ever gone into somebody's tackle box and go, hey, buddy, can I kind of check out what you have here?
I've looked at them and talked to people about them, but I don't try and get it from them.
This guy's got a collection. He doesn't need to worry
about
that.
He's got a big collection. Yeah.
And my collection is not like a hang them on the wall and look at them. I use them.
You go fishing.
Yeah. You know, if it's not worth, you know, oh, I got this here, I got that there, I have so many of these. I'm a guy that ties them on and goes fishing with them.
You actually fish with them?
Yeah.
Yeah. And even when there's sea lions around.
It's part of the deal.
Part of the program, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Part of the deal.
It's the fun thing, too, like even the tackle that goes with it. It's the long rods and the big reels, and you're casting three times farther than... So it's just everything about it is exciting. And then as it progresses, it's all the little things that make it that cool. Like you made a cast at that spot because... You were standing there having a cold one with your buddy, and you saw one turn burn twitch sideways and look the other direction, and so you fired a cast over there, and there was a fish, and you turned the handle a couple times, and you hooked him. It's like all the little steps about it that make it so rewarding and so fun, and it's just such a cool way to catch them.
Oh, yeah. Now, Jerry, you make more than the DW1, the surface iron stuff, with JRI Custom Lures. How did you get into the lure business?
Well, just like Danny, when I was young, seeing these guys up at the bow throwing the surface iron, it would always intrigue me. Very intimidating seeing these guys up at the bow all by themselves catching fish, and I just thought to myself, God, I got to be this guy one day. And as the years came by, I slowly started getting into it. It really didn't hit hard for me until right around, well, for all of us, when the big tuna were hitting. Sport fishing was getting really popular right around, what, 2004, 2005, mm-hmm. The 200-pounders coming by. I think that's when long range really became mainstream. It just wasn't a secret guys code group, fishing. So by that time, I was living here in San Diego, three-quarter day fishing all the time. I think one year I counted 75 days on the water, and ooh. Just picking the brains of mm-hmm. the boat captains and deck hands. And I remember seeing Danny Wade, and I'm like, God, look at this guy. He's just catching fish left and right. And so that's when the iron bug really got to me. And I started collecting jigs back then, and I just kind of mind-boggled me and thinking, why the heck am I paying $100, $200 for a jig that's 50 years old? What happened 50 years ago that isn't happening today? So as a lot of people who know me, I researched the heck out of things. And so, I just started looking at methodology, how things were done, what's being done today, metallurgy, and a good friend of mine, Ryan Boston Booger on the San Diego, his dad, Jim Boston, just goes to me. I know him pretty well. And he says, you know, Jerry, he says, if anything, you would be the guy that could figure this out. And so I took his words to heart, and I just started doing it on my own. I started making jigs on my own, finding foundries. Believe me, it was tough, trying to get the door open. These sure. Big companies that want thousands and thousands of pieces, and I'm just like, I just want 10.
Yeah. So, 10 surface iron.
Yeah, exactly. 10 surface iron, please. And that'll be $100 a piece. And so that's how it started for me. And as time went on, I started seeing shapes, designs, what was working, what wasn't working. It didn't happen overnight. And next thing you know, I'm fishing my own jigs.
Wow,
and that's cool.
So I was
and now you have your own foundry.
Yeah, as a couple years went by, my first shop was Angler's Choice over Luke, and I could barely keep up with him with the demand. And so luckily I just kept on reinvesting the money back into the business, and I got to know people in the foundry business, and to the point where here I am today, I have my own shop, and we pretty much do 90% at the shop.
Wow.
That's cool.
And what types of jigs do you make? What You make a full gambit, or
yeah. So we're doing surface iron, so made of aluminum. One of the things that stand out for me to compare to the other guys is the reintroduction of brass as a yo-yo jig. I know a lot of long rangers used to love the Raider jigs that were made of brass, I don't think they're made anymore. Brass, they may be, but I don't think they are.
No.
And so talking to these old timers, these long rangers, they said there's something about brass that was awesome, whether it was the ting to it, some sort of resonance. Some swear that the brass Raider jig was just an awesome wahoo killer.
It was.
So I took that that methodology again, and I said, you know, can we make it a yo-yo jig? And I do remember, I believe Taddy years ago made brass yo-yo jigs, and you could spot them with a little B on them. And so I went to a foundry making brass, and so it's a totally different method. It's very expensive. It's very hot, 2,000 degrees to melt brass.
Wow.
And so I thought to myself, well, if I'm going to be different than everyone else, we'll make JRI jigs, yo-yo jigs out of brass. And we make them out of zinc as well, but we kind of have a little spin-off brand on the side.
Like a special line of brass ones.
Brass. Yeah, like a cost-effective.
And they sink a little faster, right?
Yeah. They do. The density of brass to zinc is about 22%.
Uh-huh.
So, for instance, if I have a 6X Junior size jig, let's say a solid 6X Junior weighs about 3.2, mine would come in about 4.5.
Oh.
So that little extra 3/4 to 1 ounce, it's going to get down a little deeper if you're fishing. If the fish are hitting smaller baits, that smaller jig will get down deeper. It will flutter more. And I found more with my JRI-6, more bites on the sink than any other jig that I've used. So I think that has something to do with it.
Okay. And the key to what you're saying, and Danny probably be able to speak better on that, is when the way that a lot of those guys fish, especially in the spring and winter time, is they're driving around with the sonar trying to drive over the top of a ball of yellowtail. And sometimes that fish will, you know, they'll throw bait and it'll stick to the boat and life is good and you catch them all the ways. But sometimes they won't and you're just driving over the top of them. And there are plenty of times where he who can get the lure into them first, especially if they're moving around real quick, is the guy that gets a bite or doesn't. You know, and you're yo-yo jig fishing. So if you've got a lure that's getting to them a second or two faster, that might be the second or two while they're still under the boat before they have kept going, you know, moving on to somewhere else.
I think that brass stuff really comes into play when it's at 30 fathoms or deeper.
Okay.
It's the ability to get there. Again, you get bit on a sink, but you know, 30 fathoms is a long ways.
Yeah.
35 and 40 fathoms is a long ways. The difference between a half ounce, 3/4 of an ounce, and an ounce is the difference between getting a bite and not getting a bite.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
you got to get it there.
Yeah, you got to get it there, get it in their face, right?
And then if the breeze is blowing, if current's running, sure. You know, that's all factors.
Like it's all scoped out.
Whether the guy's fishing 30-pound or 50-pound, that all factors into it.
Yeah.
But you got to get it there, you know, especially that, you know, that stuff outside South Kelp Ridge, that stuff outside the Pile, that stuff outside of North Island. You know, you got to get it there.
Yeah.
And that's where the brass comes into play.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So now you guys collaborated on the DW1, which we have a sample of here, thanks to Danny and Jerry. It's a cool looking surface iron. How did
Something
that
different.
All come
yeah.
down? How'd that all come down, Jerry?
Probably Danny and I hooked up about 3 years ago or so. Just talking shop, seeing him at H&M. And it was about a year and a half ago where I said, you know, maybe we should work on something together. You know, you're a heck of a jig guy, and I make them, so why not? Let's get something together. Let's get something going.
Mm-hmm.
Something about me that people know is, like, my time is, like, kind of tough because between my regular day job and jigs and all that, it's finding a little bit of time. But maybe this coronavirus was a blessing because in the beginning I was just like, hey, we slow down production, and Danny and I kind of hit it hard. And so he had some ideas, Danny had some ideas and some shapes and gave me some of his jigs. And so from there we just made some samples and kind of went back and forth, changed some things here and there, and poof, the DW1 was born. And unbeknownst to many people, he was fishing them long before, you know, we even knew.
What are you using there, Danny? How come you're catching all the fish?
Yeah.
So, Danny, what's in the design of this DW1, this surface iron that JRI's put out?
I mean, to be honest, you really can't reshape the wheel, you know.
Yeah.
the idea of a surface iron all starts with the candy bar putter and so on and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And taken from the bone jigs. But it's just, you know, a little more consistency, changing angles a little bit, you know, making it a little steeper, a little shallower. Again, you know, the thing that, you know, especially his guys that do this stuff, if anything that I've ever preached and that I've ever been taught to me is sharp edges.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's like a ship going through the water, you know. The more rounder the and bottom, the slower it goes, you know, and the sharper the angle, the faster it goes.
So what's the idea for a surface iron? What do you want it to do?
You want it to have, for lack of a better term, somewhat of a serpentine action.
Okay.
Or a Z action, zigzag.
Okay.
It's going to swim.
Erratically, is that kind of?
That's part of it as well.
Yeah.
But it's going to kick off, you know, 3, 4, 5 times, however many it does. Then it's that key where it shoots off to one side. And it's a substantial. I mean, you really notice it. And again, this was told to me by Taddy. And, you know, he had a bit of a sense of humor. So, but it made sense to me. If, when you look at a ball of bait, a ball of sardine, anchovy, mackerel, whatever it is, that bait on the outside is trying to get inside to be protected. The bait on the inside is being pushed outside. As long as that bait stays close and tight, very little happens. But when that one makes a mistake and swims off,
it's picked off.
It gets picked off. And that's that kick out. That when it kicks off, that's that trigger that makes them bite. A yellowtail will follow a dowel tied on the end of a line, and it'll follow it from the time it hits water all the way back to the boat, but it won't bite it. When a surface iron has that kickoff feature and it darts out of its normal pattern, that's the trigger.
That's the trigger for the bite. Yeah.
You can help it by winding in certain manners and this and that. But you know, and the angler's got a lot to do with it. And you got to learn, a buddy of mine, dear friend of mine for years and years and years, a guy named Jimmy Darlin. His dad, matter of fact, ran the old Miss Norris from the Navy base, Pappy Darlin. And I was a kid, and I'm winding my jig through the water, and I've got these yellowtail chasing it, and he comes up beside me on whatever jig he was using, wham. And I'm like, what the heck's going on here, you know? And he sat me down and said, Danny, you got to learn how to swim your jig. And that's what people don't realize. You can have the greatest swimming jig in the world. You just can't cast it out and wind it back. You got to make it work. And that's time on the water.
Sure.
You know, that's what it's all about is time on the water.
And feeling what's happening.
You feel it on the end of your line. You see it, you know. And that's where it's at. You know, you got to make it work, you know.
That's cool. You were talking about the uniqueness of this jig. It's a little smaller than I would say the size that most people are used to. Most people are used to the size of a Taddy 45. They're used to the size of a big candy bar.
Right.
This is in that world, but it's definitely a little bit smaller.
Smaller, yeah.
This is kind of by design, you know. What's unique about this jig, normally I wouldn't use a jig like this at North Island or something like that, you know, on the weather side where the water bounces around. But this thing stays in the water and it gets bites, man. I mean, some of the first prototypes that you gave to me, I've started fishing those things at North Island just to find out.
Sure.
I had like 7 or 8 fish the first day.
Wow.
And we fished for a matter of, you know, 3 hours, maybe 4 hours. And it's unique to the jig itself. You know, it's a little bit front loaded, so it's a little heavier forward, and the thing stays in the water. But again, you got to learn how to wind them.
Sure.
You got to figure them out. You know, you can take the
depending on the conditions too. Conditions matter
nature,
also.
You know, the thing that's unique about a surface
current
iron,
wind.
You can have whatever company it is, whatever lure it is. This is my favorite jig. I always catch fish on this. And that one day, you can't get a bite on it. So you got to try something else.
Sure.
So it bites something else. Something in what's going on is different. And they know that every jig is not going to catch fish every
totally.
Day.
Totally. And Jerry makes a lure from a big JRI-4 to a big giant surface iron all the way down to little skinny small ones and everything in between. And And, you know, relatively, you look at them, and they're all a diamond shape of some sort or another, but everyone's different, and everyone does something a little different.
That's the thing, you know, people say, oh, you know, I can go out and catch anything I want on 5 gigs. Well, good luck. you can go out and have fun fishing, but, you know, if you take the same stuff you do to the Coronado Islands that you do to La Jolla,
sure,
you're going to sit around and watch. Something unique about La Jolla.
La Jolla is like notorious. They like that's why I was so excited about this.
The small size down lures. Yeah. So, something in the bait. You know, not that you can't catch a fish on a 4, a 7X, or whatever it would be. But, you know, this little DW thing right in there with the A1 and so on. You know, I mean, they just eat that stuff
up. Biting small jigs up there.
And that's the unique thing about this jig is, you know, I catch fish on it in La Jolla. I catch fish on it at Coronado Islands.
You know, go ahead.
Yeah, I catch fish on it right out front here.
Speaking of La Jolla, I think what's interesting as we've slowly expanded, the JRI-7, which is one of my smaller line jigs, is notorious up there. Okay. And you know, the more you start getting jigs out there and you start to see your orders coming from your retailers, you kind of start figuring out, like, what this demographic of a jig is. Well, my demographic are fish. But I'm seeing my retailers like Dana Landing. They're like my number one buyer of JRI-7s. Well, where are these jigs
going? And a 7's a surface iron?
It's a surface iron, yeah. And it is a La Jolla killer. And so we're like along the same lines of the DW1. We're seeing the 4s. We're seeing, you know, who are the long rangers fishing. And as I start getting messages from customers, hey, I'm you know, what fish or what jig do you want me to, can I fish with this? And the first thing I say is, where are you fishing? Mm-hmm. Because now I'm starting to see, over time you gather data is what really works very well. So now we're going to Bay of LA, we're going to Cedros, we're going to, you know, the Ridge, La Jolla, Channel Island. Oh, my God. And now it's I just look at all of my sales, and it's like, who's going where?
You almost know where the jig's going. Which
jig works.
And it's really cool, and that's one of the greatest things, having a good relationship with my tackle shops, is, hey, what's working there? And
you get the input.
I get the input.
That's cool.
And with the DW1, a lot of people, again, message, where can I get it? Where can I get it? It's like, well, I don't make shops order everything because every shop is unique. They have a demographic. So what that jig works for them, great. Maybe this jig won't work for them. So that's what I like to see out there, and I make this. I say my guys or my retailers, my anglers, they're my boots on the ground. These are my on the water reports, and this is what allows us to kind of get the intel, the data, to what color works, what model works, and I could tell the guys at the shop, hey, let's crank these up because we know there's this trend happening, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, for sure.
When I originally showed them this, it was on a bow of the premiere, right here at the dock. Right here at the dock. I think maybe you saw one of them.
Oh, yeah, you know, look at that.
It was right here at the dock. You know, and I said, well, this is my idea, and this is, you know, and yeah, let's do that.
Cool. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about. We've just scratched the surface.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you want to talk about a great opportunity to talk to a couple of the best in the business. It's going to be a great show and so much good information coming your way. If you want to join us, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. You can always tell there's going to be a popular couple of guys because the phones are already packed full. But we've got 2 hours of taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming up. 833-288-0973. And not only are we going to be taking your phone calls, having lots of fun, talking great jig info today, we are also giving away such a killer prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to go fishing on a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. A great trip for one lucky angler to go fishing with Taro and the boys, and hopefully get a chance to throw some JRIs at a couple of yellowtails. So a great prize. Again, if you want to get through, we want to hear from you. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, just a reminder, phone lines are packed solid. We've always said it. The phones are a little bit different here when you call into the fan. You're not going to get a busy signal if it's busy. It'll just kind of ring and then go into a queue. And, you know, even after a while, the ring stops. But you're still on hold, still all good. As soon as a line comes available, it shoots you right into the queue there. So
there you
if you get a busy tone, or if you don't get a busy tone, don't think that we're ignoring you there. You're lined up and ready to roll.
Lined up and ready to roll. Well, they are lined up and ready to roll. Let's go ahead and jump into it, Rick.
That sounds great, man. Why don't we start this morning with Don? He's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Good morning, Don. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey guys, good morning. This is really interesting stuff for me. I'm kind of a beginner novice throwing surface irons, but I'm looking at your Instagram page and all the articles on it, and I'm really interested in this Danny Wade 1 deep brass lure. You guys do one in a fluorescent, and have you been using it on the big bluefin?
Well, the brass is kind of something that came out just a couple days ago. We made a run brass just to try on one of our 3-dayers that we just came back from to test on the bluefin. It was a finicky bite on our trip. The brass DW1 probably won't hit the market till later down the road this year. So it's nothing that's out in the market. It's still we're in product development, if you will. I do some people like Danny's got one, a couple guys that you know have it, but we are testing it. I want to make sure that it's something that will work. Again, it's a unusual shape, so we want to make sure that it's a fish catcher. And so, like anything, we're always developing. So it's in its product development stage.
Not a surface iron, but a yo-yo.
The yo-yo. Right. Yeah. He mentioned the brass.
You can't.
Yeah.
Brass is not going to be surface.
No, it's not going to be brass. And it's coming in at 8 ounces, so 250 grams.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool.
But
yeah.
in a shape with hips and edges and things like
right,
that.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
Single hooked, treble hook.
So we have some that are treble hook on our recent 3-dayer aboard the Vagabond. I had them set up with the Mustad assist hook. The way, okay, like Mike Lackey likes them. I actually like the action of them. I was testing. It was pretty cool.
With the assist?
With the assist.
Oh,
so
okay,
that's something some of the hint commercial guys have been telling me, catching their bluefin tuna on our surface iron, was on the assist hook.
Oh.
And I was kind of impressed to see what the action of the jig with
the
assist
really
hook.
Well.
Yeah.
Huh.
What is the change in a hook, or does a hook change have any effect to it in your guys' opinion, and can it be positive? Is it a negative? You know, is that treble hook a very important like piece of drag back there? I mean, what does changing a hook do to a lure?
Well, the answer to that question is yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's part of the, you can cut a hook off of a surface, especially surface iron. You can cut a hook off and cast a lure, and it doesn't do crap. Mm-hmm. Or it gets too carried away, and it starts spinning. So in some instances, it's almost like adding a rudder.
Okay.
Taking a treble hook and bending one end of it way off can also affect things. So that whether it's single hook, you can take a fixed single hook and, typically, unless you pay attention to it as time goes by, eventually that screw that holds it in, that brass screw, mm-hmm, it fuses with the aluminum, and it, you never get it out. So, and you break your hook, well, you try and put a small treble hook on the end of it, lure doesn't work anymore. Mm-hmm. So, all that dynamic goes into it. Yo-yo fishing, it's a little different. You can get away with it because, you're moving the lure so fast, and it's a reaction to the speed. Whereas surface iron, if it's not moving in that cadence, you don't get a bite.
Right.
And so my recommendation, especially any local fishing, you hook a yellowtail, use that pair of pliers you spent your money on, pull your hook out. Don't sit there and try and shake it around, spin it around, try and twist it on the ring. All you're going to do is screw things up.
Yeah.
Because it ruins the action of the shape of the hook.
Yeah. Don't bounce a fish, Don't show off, look at that, I bounced that 20-pound yellowtail, and your jig hits the deck and goes smash.
Yeah.
And that little crown, that little thing right here.
Right on the
top.
That
little crown right there. If it hits the deck hard enough, that lure will never work again.
Really?
Yeah. And those are just little things that will make a lure work for years and years and years versus, man, I used to catch fish on that thing.
They used to bite the hell out of that thing.
Yeah, and that's what it is.
So, Jerry,
I was going to say, one of the hardest things as a manufacturer is finding that fine line, touching on what Danny was talking about, is, in this case, I'm looking at the treble hook on a surface iron, is like the wire gauge.
Sure.
As a making jigs, I don't want a hook to bend and whatnot because, yeah, it looks bad. Although I don't make hooks, but it's on my piece of equipment.
Sure.
And so, Stinger, Ray Montera, who I actually have a jig off of him, he's really pinned me onto the wire gauge. And I remember back in the day, we'd be fishing like the thin gauge Gamagatsu treble hooks, which was awesome. However, they bent. So, after two fish, the hooks start to bend. Well, as a manufacturer, does that look good on my product? And, versus, let's say, an owner stinger, like a ST36, super thick gauge. Well, now you have, it's a great hook, but it affects my swim action.
Ah.
So there has to be this happy point. And, at least with treble size, the shank length, like we're talking about, the length was like a rudder, it will affect the swim action on a surface iron.
Very good.
That's
hey, thanks
info.
A lot.
Yeah,
really good
awesome.
Info. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. I'll talk to our buddy John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Hi, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Rick. Hello, guest. Well, we're enjoying really good fish. And good news is, the last couple of days, the Dorado shootout was yesterday.
Oh, right.
And we were pretty much barefoot of Dorado for the last two or three weeks. There hasn't been many around at all. But by golly, they showed up yesterday.
That's great.
Quite a few around. Who would have thought? For once it worked. Water temp is 84, 86 in front. Much, much warmer than normal. Actually, further north off Pescadero, Saravo and all that, they're metering close to 90-degree water.
Here in July. Wow.
Yeah, way, way early, guys. It's interesting because south of Fraley's, you know, and around to Cabo, you know, off Gordo and down there, it drops into the high 70s. So there's a real temp break just south of Fraley's there. But real warm water for this time of year, no doubt about it. Fishing's good, boy. The yellowfin, you know, has been good for the last two or three weeks, and the reports are very, very similar to last week, with the exception is the yellowfin are under the porpoise, and the schools of pods of porpoise are much, much closer inside. I was out testing the props on El Jefe day before yesterday. We were just right outside the marine entrance, and I'm not kidding, a half a mile out, and there's a school of porpoise holding tuna. Half a mile off the beach, maybe three quarters. There are a lot of them around there from, I'd say, I don't see, from 2 miles off to about 20, just due east. And there's multiple pods of porpoise. And because, you know, it's light loads, not much pressure, everybody's limiting on the yellowfin. A little bit bigger fish, too. A lot of footballs, but there's a lot of 20 to 35-pounders, and there's some decent fish for sure. Pretty much limits for everybody on the yellowfin. Striped marlin are mixed in with them, very spread, lots of stripers around, you know. In the course of a day, almost every boat is releasing at least one, just as an incidental catch. There's one boat released five, you know, week before, boat released 15. Gabby released nine the week before that. There's gobs of stripers around, for sure.
Yeah, sounds like it. Hey, John, do you have the stats on the Dorado shootout? Who
I
won?
Do,
how
know,
many boats and such?
There was over 100 boats. They're being pretty close with the information, Pete. Yeah, there was actually over 100 boats. I have the winning pounds of the fish. I don't have names of anglers, and they didn't send them out.
How big was the winning fish?
54.9 was a big
one. It's a nice one. Yeah,
that's
nice.
Great.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's a size.
That's a slapper.
Yeah, number two is 48. Even, and third fish was 30 pounds even. Of course,
nice.
The 54 guy, 54.9, went a pickup truck, and I was surprised at how many boats, you know, went out, because they're being really restrictive, you know, with the port captains and everybody, but there's quite a few
boats. Well, that's great news.
Yeah, and I promise you, and by the way, most of the Dorado were taken north. They're up in that warmer water off of Saravo and off the Shark Boys off of Escadero and all, in that area. A few were taken south, but almost most of the Dorado were taken north.
North, yeah. Wow. Well, it's good news. I mean, all the way around, the fact that they were able to pull off a tournament of that size in Southern Baja, and the fact that Rancho Leonero is open and entertaining guests with fantastic fishing and beautiful surroundings there. Are there opportunities to come down, John? Do you have?
Absolutely.
I know you're limited on the space. So do you have space available?
No, we do have space available through October, November. So come on down and take advantage of this. One thing I got to mention too, Pete, before I go up, is the rooster fish. You know, now they're not getting much pressure at all. Everybody's out there chasing around the Dorado and the yellowfin, and not paying much attention to them at all. I'd say the average Gaio, average rooster fish, is about 40 pounds right now.
Ooh, average.
That's
that's
the average fish that they're catching. And they're bumping. There's some that are bumping against 100. They're really some big fish. Yeah, all on live bait. Best around the lighthouse, you know, but they're spread. One angler was waiting out in front and waiting for the ponga to come pick him up, and threw a bait on a rooster and picked him. It had to be a 60-pounder. He showed me
right in front of the ranch.
Yeah, he's waiting to come into the beach. You know, not a bad way to end your day, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. That's pretty cool. Well, if somebody wants to come down, of course, don't forget our Let's Talk Hookup Tournament moved to October to coincide with our Palmas de Cortez tournament, a kind of a double tournament deal there, October 8th through 12th. If somebody wants to book a trip on that or book any time in July, August, September, October, prime time, how do you book a trip to Rancho Leonero?
Thanks, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. Great news to hear.
Yeah.
Things are happening in the East Cape, and get on down there, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, Peter. It's definitely going on. Thank you.
Yeah, it is. Thanks.
I, I couldn't help myself. I had to jump on Terrafin and look at that water temp. Well, he wasn't lying, man. 90-degree water.
90-degree water.
Like, it's so rare that you ever, you know, scroll your cursor over. It's like 88, 89, 90, 91. Like, it is.
And in mid-July. Imagine what it's going to be like in August.
Just like John said, woo! Man, you can just see that super hot water up there. And then, like you said, down cooler off of Los Frailes. Pretty wild, man. That's serious water.
Give you all the info.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
Yeah.
Well, the phones are packed. I know everybody's excited to talk to the boys. Why don't we jump right back into them and talk to Hills, who's calling us from Ventura this morning. Hi, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Super interesting. I was going to ask Danny and Jerry, two questions. Is there any point to filing off, little bits on jigs? Because I got a buddy who was grinding the heck out of some and repainting them, and I was like, I don't know if that's going to work. But then the other thing is, could you try to describe the speed? Because I'm not sure I wind, and I'm getting the action. I was appreciate the description of the Z shape and the kicking out. But how fast is it going, would you say?
You know, that's a tough one to give a specific answer because it's so different. Over the years, you know, I hear people talk about, you know, a Barracuda wind, a calico bass wind, a yellowtail wind. The wind of the jig is when you're getting bites, you're doing it right. So you got to experiment with it. I'm going to guess, again, just by what you're saying, I'm guessing you're probably not going fast enough. But that's just a guess. You know, I got to see your lure and what it's doing to really give you a specific answer.
And what do you want the lure to look like when you're winding the right speed?
Just like before, that lure is going to swim back and forth in a zigzag, serpentine kind of action. It's not rolling. It's not looking like a letter 8 or number 8.
Yeah.
It's actually kicking back and forth.
Kicking around.
And then 4 or 5 times into it, it's going to shoot off to the side.
Okay.
And again, that's the trigger. That's what makes a bite. As far as filing on them and doing that stuff, I would stay away from it. It doesn't take much to have something that's working a little bit and make it not work at all, you know.
Yeah. Do you vary the speed on your wind, Danny?
Depending, yeah. Yeah. Again, everything is depending. There's no magic to this. You got to work at it, and you got to spend time on the water. You're not going to learn how to do this watching YouTube, anything on the internet. You got to get your butt on a boat. And here's something I'll say, and some of my skiff guys buddies won't like it, but. The more time you spend on a party boat, the better you get because you have to compete with a guy standing next to you. Like we've all said, oh, I remember that guy.
Sure.
Well, that guy learned how to do it on a party boat. As you get to where you understand it and you're feeling comfortable with it and you're catching fish on it, then you can translate it into your own boat and you will double what you catch in your own skiff.
Yeah,
by learning how to swim a surface iron properly, and it's by standing next to you, Rick, and next to you, Pete, and next to you, Jerry, that hey, I got those guys today, and all of us have that competitive thing.
Sure, absolutely.
And that's what makes you keep doing it. That's what made me keep doing it. Man, I spent days and months as a kid, never getting a bite.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, boom, something happens.
Start figuring it out. Jerry?
Yeah. To the caller, what kind of gear are you using? What kind of reel are you using?
That's a good call.
I got a Newell, sort of a mid-size. I don't know the number. It's not a 338. I think it's 340.
Okay.
Or whatever. And then I got 40-pound mono.
Okay.
And I got a classic 90J.
Okay.
Rod.
So you're probably fishing a 4.6, probably 5.3-1 rig gear ratio. And actually, most of their jigs manufactured 40 years ago, that was high-speed gears back then, four 6-1. Today, a 6-1 is typical. So for you, you'd probably want to wind a little on the faster side. Versus, let's say, the guy's fishing 6-1 or even some of these 7-1 reels at a slower rate, because keep in mind, that gear ratio also dictates that reel retrieve. So in a situation like you, you'd probably be at maybe a medium to fast retrieve. And again, like Danny was saying, depending on what jig you're fishing, you just got to find that sweet spot. And one of the things I talk to a lot of people about is getting that muscle memory down, because on a hot bite, you'd be so surprised how much faster, you know, that adrenaline's pumping, that you're winding faster than what you really think you are. You know, you get that tunnel vision. And I see it all the time. That's one of the things I see as a R&D person. You kind of take a step back and look at it all, what's going on in front of you. And unbeknownst to people, you reel faster. Maybe you get a little, not saying you're sloppy, but people start, you know, not winding in their line, so that next cast gets all foobarbed, if you will.
Yeah.
You should be able to feel, if you're doing it quote unquote right, you should be able to feel it in your rod tip. You should feel the rod tip, dunk, 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 dunk. And that's that jig, you know, like Danny was saying, it should be swimming like a Z when it turns each time in the Z. You should, you know, if you're spinning at the right speed, before you can see the jig, you know, hopefully you're able to cast farther than where you see that lure in the water before it gets to you. Your rod tip, you should feel almost like pulsing.
And if you're winding too fast, what'll it do?
You won't get that. It'll spin, or it'll be tapping too fast. Right. You know, you just want.
Or
that
if you're winding too slow,
sure.
Just
maybe won't
have
do it at all.
Like Jerry touched on, it's when these lures were designed. I mean, you go back to the 50s, you know, the candy bar, the putter, all of this stuff. All of that was developed on a Penn Jigmaster. So it's, you know.
And what was a Penn Jigmaster?
4-1.
4-1, yeah.
And people get crazy about, oh, you know, and again, muscle memory, just like you said. All of a sudden, you see those yellowtail get up on your lure, and you're just going at it. And all of a sudden, they swim off. And again, you got to, you know.
Too
fast or too slow. Again, it's all the same. And the dynamics of it—it's equally as bad to go too slow as it is to go too fast.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, that's great.
Hills, thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations, with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And when we're talking surface iron, we're talking jigs, Tranks and Trinidad, right?
Yeah, you can't put pen to paper in my mind and draw better than a couple of those two. And those reels have some very specific duties. My favorite surface iron reel of all time, Trinidad 20A, no doubt about
it.
With that said, we do a lot of fishing in the springtime in La Jolla where that yellowtail is right on the kelp line, and there are times when we'll use a kelp cutter style rig, and if you're going to cast straight Power Pro, there's not a reel that does it better than a Tranks. And so we do a lot of fishing when our fish are going to dust us into the kelp where that is a very specific tool. Nothing casts like a Tranks and a Trinidad.
And Jerry, you said that DW1 is made for Tranks 400, huh?
I would say it's made for it, but you know what? I had it with the Tranks in mind. A lot of these guys fishing the oversized bait casters. For the longest time, and Danny's probably going to give me the grin, you know, I'm an old school Newell guy. And again, you know, the sign of the times is a lot of guys fishing these Tranks. It's almost like an instant gratification. I'm an insta jig reel.
It works.
It works. My son's 11, Ryan. He's out there on vacation, headed up to the Zion, I think, right now. And I've been teaching him how to fish through the surface iron. I purchased a Tranks about 2 weeks ago. I think it was the last one in San Diego. I purchased it over at Luke's English Choice. He was surprised he had one. And literally within seconds of setting it up for him, he was doubling his cast distance.
Wow.
So
it's amazing. The Tranks product from Shimano, you got to check it out.
Yeah.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking fun, and boy, we're going to talk to find out what's biting out there now.
Yeah.
It's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. It's all available at their Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Let's head on up to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Ryan Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening?
Talking some jig fishing today.
Some good stuff, man. Yeah, I've been listening. Sounds some fun stuff, man. There's nothing better than catching something on the surface iron. That's some fun stuff.
Yeah, doubt about it.
Gosh, man, cold water here this morning. Talking to our guys, 59 degrees in front of the harbor, and they're pulling out this morning.
Oof.
Yeah, that wind. That darn wind, man.
Wow.
Mix some stuff up. But, hey, here, the scene's primarily been centered around this killer calico bass fishing that we've been having. You know, the water temps have been around 70 for a better part of the week until yesterday it took a hit. So we've had some days with some good current, which has certainly been helpful. But flyline sardines have been the best bet for this bass. But like I've said the last few weeks, this artificial stuff, the rubber lures, the hard jerk baits and that surface iron, it's been catching some nice fish. Certainly, the guys can get those jigs or those hard baits out away from the boat have been catching some real nice bass. The guys fishing the bottom have been catching some nice sheephead and some other whitefish, sand bass, and stuff like that. Standout fish along the beach for us this week, Captain Quinn Salazar, who runs the Boardroom 2 there for Todd Manser, he had a 60-pound sea bass take live sardine this week. Yeah, that's a nice one. So that was a good fish there along the beach. The half-day fishing is still, it's pretty much a duplicate of the three-quarter-day stuff, I'd say. Same deal, same conditions, fly line sardine. We're telling our guys, too, guys fishing with a little bit of a fluorocarbon leader. We're fishing like 15 to 25-pound line for the bass. It's made a little bit of a difference, you know, for whatever reason. I don't know if it's just bait presentation or what, but that little, like, foot-long little piece of fluorocarbon tied onto your little bit of monofilaments made a little bit of a difference on that bass. Over at the island, the Fury's still getting some shots at that yellowtail at Kilmeny. Great bass fishing over there, too, and the bottom fishing helping fill his bags. At Catalina this week, we had boats there, too, along with the bass, Bonito, and Barracuda. Shots at some yellows, too. The Dana Pride was there yesterday. He had 12 yellows on a stop there, kind of near the light there on the east end. 25 to 30 pound fish, you know, decent stop on a sonar mark there. So everything's kind of hitting here for us. We're just hoping that this water bounce back, which we know it will certainly.
Yeah, that is like gone from 70 to 59. Holy mackerel. That's a big drop.
So
that's a
drop. I'm glad I'm not on the boat today. Those guys
the fish are in shock right now, right?
Yeah, totally. For sure. That's so things will straighten themselves out, and, you know, we'll be fine here in a day or two, so we're not too worried about it. But
no doubt about it.
So, guys, call me your reservations. Certainly, the reservations are the big deal this time of year. Make the reservation. It's a limited load. Call our office here at number 949-496-5794. And, of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com, a book online there.
Right on. Great report, as always, Willie. Appreciate it. Look forward to a nice little stretch of warm weather. Hopefully, get that water right back in order and get back to that bass fishing. Appreciate it. Great report, bro. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you then. See ya.
Thanks, Willie.
All right. Phones are packed while we're waiting for Gundy. Let's go ahead and jump in the phone.
Sounds good. Brian from Wildomar is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Great. Good morning.
Good. I have so many questions, I think I can take over the rest of the show. first and foremost, you guys just answer my question with Shimano. I was going to ask you guys what your favorite setup that you can buy over the counter today. For Danny. And second question was just a statement, really. I'm just going to float this out there, and maybe Santa Claus might come this summer or come in the summer. A second Jig Slingers ball on the San Diego, maybe JRI sponsored with a Danny Wade on the water seminar.
Well, how about both of those? Yeah, the trip and your favorite size, like of a jig reel, like that.
I mean, if somebody wants to do it, I'll go.
Yeah,
you know, that's out of my hands. You know.
Yeah, that was something that Brandon Hayward put together, and
Brandon and Michael.
Yeah, and they took a whole bunch of. Were you on that trip?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Were you on that trip, Jerry?
I was not. When I heard about it, I was like, hey, wait a minute.
Wait a minute here. But some pretty good sticks on that. That must have been fun.
You know, in my opinion, I hate to say this, but the thing that took away from it because of the surface iron thing and so on and so forth was the bluefin.
Right.
It you know.
Oh, darn, bluefin got in the way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, and if you look at the concept of the idea, you know, it's about
yellowtail surfers.
Exactly. But it was good to look at. I hooked two of the dumb things. I go, oh, man. You know, and
you're a yellowtail guy.
I did one on my lower back. That's all.
Yeah.
you know, if somebody wants to do it, I'll go.
Yeah,
I am game for that as well. As a matter of fact, I was thinking of even kind of changing up how I do my sponsored trips and, you know, probably hitting the one-dayer stuff, you know, really get that product out there. And I'm definitely down for a Jig Slingers ball.
A Jig Slingers ball sponsored by your company.
Yeah, or dedicated trips just for jig slinging.
Oh, there you go.
I'm definitely up for that.
That'd be
so
fun.
Booger wants to reach out. Taro, Ray Summer out there on the Vendetta, you know, smaller boat.
Yeah. Sign you up.
Sign me up, because I will be there. We'll get the jigs out there.
All right.
What was the caller's first question?
What was the first question?
Favorite jig reel.
Ooh. The Tranks he was talking about, right?
Is he still on there?
Yeah, he's still there. What's your favorite jig reel?
Yeah. I was just going to ask your favorite setup that you can buy over the counter today. Right.
Mine would be, and I hate to go this route because I'm the only one, but I'm using it as a turn put out by Accurate. It's a 500 and or the 600 narrow.
Okay.
And a rod I fell in love with here just in the last month. And let me get this right. It's a Baby Alua Skinny Butt. Is that it? And I've fallen in love with the thing. I mean, it's like go-to.
Yeah. How big is it?
10 foot.
10 foot.
But it's a much smaller butt diameter than like your typical Alua.
Alua, gotcha.
Reel fits on it. It casts well. It's a glass rod. I'm a guy who recommends a glass rod. They cast better. When you get into the dynamics of graphites and things of that nature, they don't have a recoil. Otherwise, they don't have a memory. so it shoots too fast.
Yeah.
And you don't get that lob cast, that where you're going to make 300 casts during the course of a day.
Sure.
That's why a lot of guys fishing graphite, their back hurts at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Danny and I talk about this a lot. Like, for me, my fishing most of the time is different than his is, because most of the time I'm on my skiff, and we're doing a lot of driving to a fish and or making a cast where, you know, I don't have a 6-foot square area, you know, at the gate of the boat where you're really able to step into a cast and, you know, a nice slow cast of a glass rod. I have that rod and fish with it plenty, but I fish a graphite composite rod. I like a CalStar 100 mag, which is not necessarily the rod that I'd fish, you know, on the San Diego, but for us in a skiff where we're pushing a lure real fast and making a quick cast, and the recoil's pretty quick, so it's, you know, as we're sliding forward on a fish and fishing a fairly heavy lure, it pushes that lure forward and, you know, counters the inertia from us going forward like that.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding in what's going on the surf with our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggity body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.